co-host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, where you can find help and hope. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Peter. And today I have, she's back in town, my best friend, co-host and sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
It's good to be back.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Are you warming up yet?
No.
No.
I'll be happy when it's warm here. And yeah. I say maybe Sunday, Monday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's not good, but I'm glad you're back. I missed you.
I missed
you. It wasn't
the
same. I'm telling you, the first week when I was driving to the show, I'm driving and I'm like, I feel like I'm forgetting something. I feel like it was Lynn. She was in Boston. But
so you had a good holiday?
I had a good holiday. Good.
I noticed before you put your earphones on, you had some new earrings.
Oh, look at these earrings. These earrings were my dad's cufflinks. Oh. My stepmother had made into earrings for me.
Oh,
isn't that a great idea? She had some pendants made. She had some earrings made because my dad liked his cufflinks. He was a businessman. He wore them. And isn't that a great idea?
It is. And so, they look nice.
Yes, I really like them very much. And we have our fabulous producer today, Mr. Peter Blake.
How you doing?
We're doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm just a little bit busy today doing other stuff, but
getting ready for your show.
Absolutely. The only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5. The Sports Web, the evolution of sports talk radio. We give you our own walk-up music. We let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do in the Tampa Bay area from 3 to 5 on the TAN Talk Sports Network. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
So tune in for his show this afternoon from 2 to 5. And
3 to 5.
3 to 5, sorry. And you can see he has just a little bit of enthusiasm. So, you know, I think when he leaves the building today, he's going to have to go out through the fire exit because he is just on fire.
Thank you very much. So I appreciate that.
You are most welcome. Most welcome. And we have some special guests today. Well, Becky Moultrie, I guess some of you guys, my regular listeners, are getting to know Becky.
They are. Thanks, Linda, for having me on again today.
Oh, yeah. Becky's from Assisting Hands, and we're going to talk about some tips for caregivers. And then we have some other good friends on the show today, Helen King. Hey, Helen.
Hi, Linda.
So glad you're here today. And Jenny Moore.
Hi, Linda. Great to be here. Thanks.
And Carol Reagan's here, but she doesn't want to talk. So, hi, Carol.
Hello.
So we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about the Area Agency on Aging. I know a lot of my listeners probably don't even know what the Area Agency on Aging is and what benefits there are there. And we're also going to talk to about Better Living for Seniors and a fundraiser that we have coming up. And I don't want to start it because I'll let you guys talk about it, but that's what it is. So I'm so glad that you guys tuned in today. I know that your time is really precious. And I appreciate you being here today. But my little tip for today is if you have an elderly neighbor, please go check on them. It's not as cold here as it is up north, but it's cold for us here. And there are a lot of people that are in a home, a mobile home or an apartment or whatever, and they may not have enough heat. They may not have enough food they may have enough heat, but it's so cold out that they don't want to go to the store or they're afraid to go out. So just go check on your neighbors, okay? It just takes a minute to go next door and knock on the door. And if you find that you have a neighbor that needs some kind of help or needs some kind of assistance, you know that I know all the resources. And Becky, you know a whole bunch of resources, too, that can help out caregivers.
Yeah, our local energy company here in Pinellas County, Duke Energy, is very helpful. We've had some clients that have had issues with being able to pay their utility bills, and Duke Energy does a great job. They have a foundation that can help those who are low income. So definitely don't be afraid to ask. What's the worst thing? They can say no.
Exactly.
But if they say yes, then woo.
Like, woo.
Exactly.
Exactly. So before we get into the meat of the show, I want to give a shout out to our latest new listeners, who is Carol from Clearwater.
Hey, Carol.
And Karen from Largo. And Tommy from Valley Stream, New York.
Wow.
So that is very cool. So welcome today. And today our show is dedicated to the spouses of the people with dementia. Because it's tough. It's a tough road, and I'll tell you, and I know this after facilitating, I don't know, 1,400 support groups or whatever, that if you're not in it, and if you don't live with someone or been, you know, involved with someone that has Alzheimer's or dementia, you don't have a clue. You don't know it until you're in it. And the spouses work so hard to take care of their loved ones. We don't take care of just anybody. We take care of people that we truly love. And it's frustrating and it's exhausting. And, you know, sometimes you have an 85-year-old person taking care of an 83-year-old person, and nobody's taking care of them together. So if you know anybody that's taking care of somebody that has Alzheimer's or dementia or whatever the deal is, whatever they have, you know what I say? Just be nice to a caregiver. Just do something for them, because they're not going to ask you to do something. They're just not going to ask you to do something, because most of the caregivers think, this is my responsibility. I'm the only one can do this, and I'm the only one that can do it so great. Well, that's baloney. We all need help. It takes a village.
Yeah, Linda, it reminds me of a couple that we started taking care of this week. It's a husband and wife, and the wife recently had a stroke, and so she ended up in the hospital in rehab, came home, and the church called us up and asked us if we could come out and help this couple. And they're so darn cute. They're in their early 90s, still living at home independent, would never have asked for help before, but they went to their pastor and, you know, kind of the husband expressed his concerns about his wife and being able to bring her home, got us involved. And I tell you what, every time I go to see him, he gives me the biggest hug. He'll say, Becky, can I give you a hug? And I'm like, absolutely. And he didn't know to ask for help, but once he did, he was like, oh my gosh, we're living our golden years again.
Right.
So don't be afraid to ask. There are people out there in your church community, your neighborhood, your friends.
Yep.
There are so many resources here in our community, and you just have to ask.
And don't forget to hug.
Absolutely.
Sometimes all they need is a hug.
Yeah.
You know, there are people that come to my support groups, especially men that are taking care of their wives, and it's tough for them. And they come in the meeting and they want a hug. And before they leave the meeting, they want to have a hug. They just need a hug.
That's right.
They just need to be touched. I can remember when, my dad was confined to a bed the last few years of his life, and just wanted somebody to sit next to him and hold his arm or touch him. You know, it's so important. You know, it's like I say all the time with all the different diseases that we go through. It's not just physical. It's so much emotional.
It is, and you need that emotional support. Yeah.
So you had a couple of tips for us today, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it's January. Everybody's into New Year's resolutions and all that stuff.
I'm into a serene 2018.
Ooh, I like that. Serene 2018.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, there's a site that I follow. It's called dailycaring.com, and they've got great caregiver tips. And they put out this past week their best of 2017 12 dementia care tips caregivers wish they'd known sooner. So I thought I'd pull a couple of those out because I thought there just were some really good things in here. But the one that really struck me, and I hear you saying this all the time, Linda, is choose one small thing to do for yourself. It's hard because when you are a caregiver, you're 100% focused on the person you're taking care of.
Exactly.
You got to remember to do, whether it's 30 seconds, 5 minutes, an hour, do something to recharge yourself, because caregiver burnout puts the person you're taking care of in jeopardy. And that's the last thing you want to do.
And I think you need to schedule that for yourself. So you have to say every day at noon, I'm going to go for a walk for a half hour or for 15 minutes or whatever it is, because a caregiver's day is the tornado whirlwind day.
It's crazy.
You know, it is. So not just do something for yourself, schedule time to do stuff for yourself, because when you do that, there's a much better chance of it happening. And when you do that and you're successful with doing that, not just do you feel better, the person you're caring for, because, you know, they can have a lot of feelings like they can't do something for you, but they want to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So the other thing, you mentioned the whirlwind, the tornado, chaos going on in the day. When you're dealing with somebody who has a cognitive impairment, remember, 20 minutes later is like a whole new day.
Yeah.
And, you know, you may be aggravated.
I wish that could be like me some days. I wish it's like 20 minutes later.
But think about it. Think about it. Is what you're doing going to matter half an hour from now, a day from now, a week from now, a year from now?
That's right.
So if she doesn't take her shower this morning, Is that going to matter?
Is it the end of the world?
No, she may be a little stinky today, but that's okay because later on in the afternoon, she might be in a better mood and ready to take that shower.
Right.
So, you know, it's okay. Step back. 20 minutes later is a whole new day, and you'll have a fresh perspective on things, and so will the person you're taking care of.
And you know what? And take tips that, you know, I spoke this week at Beach House of Wiregrass.
Nice.
And one of the women said to me in the audience, she said, "But my mom keeps asking me 55 times. I don't know. Peter's pointing for me to do something. What do I need to do?"
Oh, Peter? I just wanted her to put her headphones on. That's all. Keeps on coming off of that microphone there.
Okay.
There. All right. There you go.
Okay. We're good.
We're good. Feedback.
Thank you. I don't know what I was doing wrong.
I don't know.
But she said to me, "Oh, so, you know, my mom has to go to the doctor's on Friday, and on Monday she starts asking me, is it time to go? Do I need to get ready? When are we going? Blah, 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 blah." And day after day and day and day and day. And I said to her, "I'm just going to give you a little word of advice. From now on, tell mom that she's going to the doctor's an hour before she's going. Don't tell her 5 days before she's going. Don't tell her she doesn't need to know 5 days before she's going.
Sure.
About an hour or 2 hours before you go, hey, mom, it's time to take a bath. We're going to go see the doctor today." And she may say five times then, "When are we going? When are we going? What time are we going to go?"
But at least
you didn't
five.
Hear it for 4 days.
Right. At least it's five instead of 50.
Right. So, you know, we have to go into their world. Mm-hmm. They can't go into our world. We have to go into their world. And I think the best thing for caregivers is to get the education, go to the support groups, listen to my show, you know, because your caregiving experience can be the most horrific experience of your life. Or darn close to beautiful, depending on how you handle it.
Right. And quality life is still possible.
Yes.
You know, it's a new normal. This is what your new normal is.
Right.
And that can be a great new normal.
Exactly. Exactly. So I want to talk to Helen a little bit, Helen. So, Helen, you just retired, you lucky stiff.
I did.
So tell our listeners where you retired from and a little bit about it.
I am officially like 1 week into my retirement.
1 week.
Wow. You look fabulous.
Thank you. And I retired after 38 years with the Area Agency on Aging of Pasco Pinellas.
Wow.
And I still say we because it's going to take a while before I say them because I still identify.
You're still part of it.
Part of it.
Yeah.
I am.
I think you always will be.
I am a volunteer there with a few things.
So you
like,
are we.
Better living for seniors that we're going to hear about. But the Area Agency on Aging receives federal and state funds for programs to serve seniors and persons with disabilities. Part of what we do is receive those funds and pass them down to the local provider network, like Neighborly Care and who does the meals and adult daycare and transportation. There are other services that we do directly. We also provide a helpline. It's a place where people can call for information about services and resources and navigating the network, because it's rather complicated these days.
Yeah.
And we have other programs that one of them in particular through the helpline is providing intake and assessment of persons that are wanting to enter the Medicaid long-term care program through the state of Florida. And that's got a long name, and I'm not going to say that long name, but...
Well, how do people find it? Like, give me the phone number and the website and tell me more, but I don't want to forget about that. Oh, Becky will look it up. But
well, our website is www.agingcarefl.org.
Okay, so that's agingcarefl.org.
Our main phone number is 727-570-9696.
Okay.
And our phone number to the helpline is 727-217-8111, and that is mostly for those dialing out of the area. We also have a 1-800 number, 963-5337. Good number to keep near your telephone because it's the entry point for a lot of resources and information about governmental programs in particular. But just as Becky represents the private sector, we have a lot of, we represent a lot of private sector companies too, because many people have the capacity to pay for services.
Right, or the insurance or whatever.
Or the insurance to do it. And we're really happy to represent both the private and the public sector for resources.
Takes a village.
And, you know, Becky mentioned Duke as far as a program, so I just thought I'd pipe in there on, because we're all kind of cold this morning. We administer a government program called EHEAP, Elderly...
HEAP.
Energy Program for the Elderly. It's for emergencies.
Okay.
And it's through Pinellas Opportunity Council in Pinellas County.
Okay.
It provides for emergency care in both cool weather and warm weather. So for low-income people, definitely something that people should consider. So you can call the helpline to find out more about that program, too, since we're dealing with a much colder weather than normal for Florida.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you got a heap of calls during the storm.
We did get a lot of calls. We're still getting actually a few calls coming in. People are still dealing with, older people particularly, with the debris. You know, some of it could
be... You can only clean up so much so fast.
Well, and some of it can be picked up, but if you realize... If you don't have the wherewithal to gather it all up and put it out at a point, you know, where your city told you to, then you needed assistance.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but I want to talk to Ginny for a minute. I want Ginny, tell us about Better Living for Seniors.
Well, I'm just a real proud member. Better Living for Seniors has been around since 1988, and we are under the umbrella of AAA, the Area Agency on Aging. And our whole group is a volunteer organization of people who work for seniors, people who work for caregivers in terms of resources. And together we are a profit and nonprofit, but we have 7 or 8 committees that we function throughout the year. We have a membership around 250 or 200. We're just turning into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone joins together to help in some way or another seniors in the community. So,
yeah, it's building those relationships and making those teams.
Absolutely. And we all work together. We all use each other for resources. In my business, I can use Becky. I can use the hotline. I can use anybody. I can use you. And we all work together, I think, getting the word out there and letting people know that the resource community is so much larger than they ever imagined. And they don't have to hesitate when they have a need and to get distressed, that they can go to a lot
of... When I find out that a caregiver has been through a terrible situation and there would have been an easy fix for it, if we knew about it ahead of time, it kills me. It kills me. Because people don't know about the resources. They don't know where to go and they don't know what to do.
Yeah. And I think, again, it's not only the person who is the elder person who's ill, it's that family again. I run into the spouses much later. My husband died. I didn't have any help. I didn't think about hospice. I didn't think about, you know, I didn't know.
Right.
So anything we can all do to get that word out.
And I feel so blessed because it's to be surrounded by a bunch of professionals that want to do the right thing and make a difference in the community, because there's something special about this Pinellas County group.
Yeah.
I go other places. I go to other states. I go to other places in Florida to speak, and it's not the same. It's not, and so you guys out there that are in this Tampa Bay area, you're surrounded by a lot of people that really want to help seniors, that really want to make the quality of life better for our seniors, that really want to do the right thing, and that is so important.
Oh, it is.
Because we're all going to be there someday, guys.
We are. We can relate. We can relate.
I know when my day comes, I'm set. I know enough people.
which is great that are really out there for you. And I think just continuing to grow
and get the word out there. We have a fundraising committee, and I don't know whether you want me to talk about
that. Yeah, go right ahead. I'm the liaison for the fundraising.
You are the liaison.
Yes,
she's our communications liaison.
Yes,
so anything on social media will come from Linda. So we're thrilled about that, you know.
But we started, tell us about it. Yeah.
We started about the fundraising committee because in the last 5 or 10 years, there's been so many changes in funding in government, state and federal government funding. And so people have been cut back. Perhaps it was Meals on Wheels, whatever the situation might be. So we decided to start a fundraising committee. And Carol Radin, who is a silent partner here with me in the studio, she decided she was going to retire and take it on. And so we have had lots of fun. We want to do fundraising. And when you hear the word fundraising, people are just, what do I have to do? But what we're trying to do is hold 2 or 3 events a year. And the money,
Tell us the ones coming up right now, because then we have to go for a break. And then we'll
on January 20th, I hope you'll come out for some fun at Quaker Steak and Lube. And we're having a band, the Brownlow band group. And, and everyone's coming with their families and friends from 12 to 5. And it's at Quaker Steak and Lube on 49th Street. And 50% of everything on your bill goes back to AAA
and
to BLS.
And there's going to be door prizes and
door
raffles.
Door prizes and fun and raffles. In our last event, someone won over $300 just by having one ticket. They won one ticket. So
and so they can come for part of the time or the whole time, or whatever.
Whole time,
and
any part of the time.
Kid-friendly and family-friendly.
It's friendly, and it's a place where they have TVs if you don't want it. But our band's going to be terrific with Frank Pasco plays the drums, and he's on our board. So we welcome everyone to come out and have a good time and stay for as long as you like.
All right, well, we'll talk about that again in a little bit, but right now we need to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know, guys, if we don't hear from our partners, you don't hear from me. So don't go away, we'll be right back.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out. Some resources, a support group, inspiration. You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver, download the caregiver affirmation, or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver.
like 4-3-2, you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
When I first met you, Linda, I was a mess. My dad's dementia, especially the daily stress and agitation, was causing our whole family stress, even losing caregivers repeatedly. Thankfully, someone had suggested we try hemp-infused coconut oil daily. We couldn't believe it. Almost immediately, we noticed a difference, and so did the caregivers. Today, he smiles more. Our family and caregivers do, too. He sleeps better and is a calmer person. It took a long time for us to find a quality CBD product we felt comfortable giving Dad. That's why I started CR World, a company dedicated to providing quality hemp products rich in CBD for seniors and their families, driven by education.
Colette, you really look like a different person. Happier, healthier, and smiling. I'm so happy about that. So for our listeners to find out how CBD is making a difference safely and naturally, you can go to www.comecrworld.com/caregivers. That's comecrworld.com/caregivers. And you can order yours today.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns.
I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
For good time.
Thanks for sticking around, guys. I'm so glad that you're back. Don't you love that song? That's what friends are for.
Beautiful.
I love that song. So, Beck, let's talk a little bit more about Better Living for Seniors and some of the things that they do.
Yeah, it's such a great organization. It's about 250 professionals in the Pinellas County community that work with seniors. Some of them own an organization, maybe own a business like I do, that we take care of seniors in their homes.
Or they represent a community.
They represent
or
an
a doctor.
ALF. Right. So, you know, there's so many different people in Better Living for Seniors, or as we call it, BLS. And
what if somebody's listening to the show that's in the professional community and might want to be involved with BLS? Where would they go?
We got a great website. It's blspinellas.org, blspinellas.org. Great organization. And, you know, we talked about the fundraising event coming up on January 20th. Last year, Better Living for Seniors gave out
$10,000.
$10,000. 10 organizations received $1,000 grants for their work within the community, helping seniors and those with disabilities. So it's a wonderful organization. It makes me proud to serve our seniors in the Pinellas County community. And it's a way that we can give back, support those who need support, and do the right thing.
And you know what, too? We're out there in the community, and this helps us be out in the community more because we go to different communities, we meet together, we share new ideas. There is a lot of constant changes in the senior community.
Right. Well, and there's organizations like the Fall Prevention Coalition.
Right.
The Fall Prevention Coalition goes out and does talks to senior communities, senior organizations about the importance of preventing falls. That's the number one call to 911 here in Pinellas County is a senior falling. So if we can prevent the fall, we can prevent the call.
Oh, I like that.
I came up with that marketing program. They're going to use it at 911.
That's very clever.
Yeah, I like that one.
And guys, you know, you've heard me say this many times, the fall can be the end. I can't tell you how many times somebody falls and it's the end. It changes so many different things. And if they have to have surgery and if they have to go under anesthesia and who else knows whatever happens. But lots of times that fall will change your life.
Right.
So there's a lot to take into consideration with fall prevention. But really, basically, it's pretty simple. Like, take stuff out of the way. Like, make sure, you know, lighting is good. I'm noticing myself. I live in a townhome, so I have an upstairs and downstairs, and I'm walking down at night, and there's a night light on downstairs, but I usually don't put the light on going down the stairs. It only like lights up the top, and I find myself walking a little slower and holding the handle a little more. And I just saw the other day they have these ones as you step, each step lights up. I think I'm gonna get them.
Yeah. Or you have Alexa.
Yeah, Alexa.
Turn the light on.
Yeah, please, Alexa, put the light on for me. So, you know, the fall is really crucial.
It is. It is. And then the other organization within BLS that just did a fabulous job, thanks to Frank Pasco and his committee with the Senior Resources.
Isn't that guy from the band?
Frank Pasco. He's
What's that band, Jenny?
The Brother Brownlow Band.
Yeah, the Brother Brownlow Band is going to perform for us at our fundraiser on January the 20th. Well, one of the things that the Senior Resource Committee does every year is they help those seniors in our community who don't have any family and don't have any resources to help supplement them. A lot of people don't know this, but when you're a senior and you're on Medicaid and you're receiving assistance from the state of Florida for Medicaid for your housing, and let's say you're in an assisted living facility, their check goes to their Social Security check and any pension check goes to the facility to help pay for their care, and then the state pays a portion, and then they're allowed to keep, what is it?
How much?
Is it $35 a week? Yeah.
In some cases,
$55. Oh, yeah. In some cases, $55 a month. So $35 to $55 a month.
A month.
A month. A
A month
that they're able to keep for their personal care items.
Wow.
So think about that. That's your toothpaste, your toothbrush, your shaving cream, your deodorant, your a new shirt, a new undergarment,
a new
jacket, a blanket. So what the Senior Resource Committee does is they connect up with social workers and communities, assisted living communities across the Pinellas County area, and they collect wish lists from those seniors and those who are disabled, who are low income and don't have family or resources.
It's like a kid writing a Santa list.
It is. It's so cool. I call it Toys for Tots for old people. But they get to do their little wish list. And this past year, we supported just over 800 seniors
some crazy amount.
In the community. And they received a gift that was valued anywhere from between $40 and $60. And they had in things there. We host a party every year at our office. And there were such simple things on there. Like somebody will say they want a new pair of pajamas, or they want a navy blue cardigan, or they want a pair of slippers.
Or a lap blanket.
Or socks. Socks are so simple. I mean, how easy is that? But they can't afford to go buy these things. And a lot of times they don't have the ability to get out and to go buy these things.
And I got to tell you, too, there may be people listening that do have families. And their families don't even realize this. Their grandchildren might not know that grandma really doesn't have all these extra things. You know, grandma lives there. They really don't know about it. So listen to what we're talking about here on the program today. Because it could be your grandma or your grandpa or something that's in one of those places. And how much it would mean for them if you, you know, once a month send them a basket with some toiletries in it or something like that.
Some hair dye.
A box of chocolates if they're not diabetic and can have that. Or we had people asking for snacks. Sometimes they ask for snacks for their cat or their, a cat toy because they have a cat that is their, that's their family. That's their companion.
Right.
And they want a cat toy for their little cat. So, pretty cool.
Yeah. And very simple.
It is.
You know, we are all so blessed and we have so much.
We are.
You know, it's very simple just to pick up a couple of little things here. Pick up and go ahead, Helen.
And you know what I like about it, too, is it's not just the things that are being given to the person, which you're right, they're to us rather piddling small things that that our kids and our grandkids would have asked for, all these electronic high-end expensive. But it's also going back to our earlier theme, it is the contact with that person because they could very well be forgotten throughout the holidays and somebody's caring.
Right.
So that I get really excited about, that we're making contact with people who could have been left alone and forgotten during the holidays.
Right.
So no matter what we give them, they know that they're loved.
Yeah, somebody cares.
Yeah.
That's right. There's a great testimonial, and I don't have it here in front of me, but I'll try to summarize it, of a social worker who was going into an assisted living facility, seeing her client, and there was another lady there that she noticed that was always quiet, and she found out in talking to the community that the woman's sister didn't come visit her anymore. And she really didn't have any family. So she worked with the facility and got the lady's wish list. And this is a woman who never came out of her room and wasn't involved in any social activities in the community. Well, she brought back the bag with the goodies in it. And but she had an emergency, so she couldn't stay to deliver it to the woman. So she left it with the facility. The facility delivered it to her. And next time she was there, she noticed the woman had on the purple sweater that she had given as part of the gift. And because the woman's favorite color was purple, she had found out. And lo and behold, the woman was sitting out at activities. She was coming out and doing things in the community because she had been loved. She had received that love.
And so it had
that one simple act of giving her a gift changed her life and made her open to coming out into the community. That just was amazing to me.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
You know,
it doesn't take much.
Many times you don't realize, you don't realize how something that small can make such a difference in someone else's life. You know, I always say when I'm older, I don't want to be that old lady that's sitting in a chair and nobody's talking to me. That's like my biggest. Don't you giggle over the Lynn.
She talked to herself.
They won't be able to get a word in edgewise. Come on.
Who's that crazy lady over there talking to herself?
Oh, please. But it's true, you know, just to know. And I see that. I see that in so many people. When you go into the communities, just go over and touch them and say hello. You know, just touch their hand or something. And just come down. And you know what, too? Another thing I want you guys to remember, when you talk to somebody, especially if they have Alzheimer's or dementia, come down to their level when you talk to them. A lot of people don't realize
that. Or go up to their level.
Yeah, or go up to their level if you're short, I guess. But, yeah, a lot of people I don't think realize that. And it's a much easier way to communicate.
Right, and I think we forget very often when somebody does have Alzheimer's dementia in particular, they like lose their peripheral vision.
Right.
So it's tunnel vision. So they can't see out to the sides of them. So when you communicate with somebody, you need to be right in front of them. Look them in the eye so they can look you back in the eye. Smile and say a kind word.
And say your name, too.
Yes.
That's another thing, remember.
Yeah. Even say, if it's
people, hi, Mom, it's me, Becky, and yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, those simple words, those simple gestures. Touch their hand. Squeeze their hand. Just show them a little love or touch their arm. Those simple touches, those simple little eye contact moments can make the difference in their world.
Yeah. Do make the difference in their world. And you know what? And it comes back and it makes a difference in your world, too.
Oh, I know. I know. I love to go walk into the facilities when I'm going out to see a client or go see someone. And I always take extra time to walk through and say hello. And I always wear bright, crazy colors. And people
they
say,
love
oh,
that.
They love it.
Yeah, they do.
At Christmas when I had my Santa dress on.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was a hit.
Yeah.
And it was fun. And I just took extra time to walk through the facilities to give that person just a little extra time because it may be that nobody else says hello to them all day long.
Yeah. And there may be some people out there that are listening to the show right now that do have a loved one in the community. Maybe they don't go see them as often as they should. Maybe they don't always have that contact. I know we have busy lives, and many people that are caregivers also have their own families and their own children to bring up. But think about it because, you know, caregivers come to my support groups and their loved ones pass away and their biggest regret is they didn't spend that time talking. So please do that. So here we go. We're ready to hear from the rest of our wonderful partners. And don't go away. We'll be back in a couple.
Adult daycare centers are designed to provide care and companionship for older adults who need assistance or supervision during the day. Programs offer relief to family members and caregivers, allowing them to go to work, handle personal business, or just relax while knowing their relative is well cared for and safe. Maria's Adult Daycare offers mental, social, and physical activities for adults who've lost some independence due to cognitive impairments or chronic health conditions. They provide day services in a safe, caring environment, and they make a difference by ensuring compassionate, quality care. I love it when I visit there and see the smiling staff and happy clients. For a tour of Maria's Adult Daycare Centers, you can call today in Seminole at 727-393-7711 or in Countryside at 727-223-3999. Call Maria. Maria cares. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming, with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413. 1-800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413. Promo code Linda. Don't delay. Call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Okay. On January 9th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Plaza of the Palms of Largo, Mary Jane Cronin, author, speaker, and counselor, will have a book signing for her new book, Growing Through Illness, the second book in the Bump in the Road series. God bless her. For more information or to RSVP, call 727-674-1107. That's 727-674-1107.
Please join us. It's going to be a nice party. You know, Mary Jane was on the show last week, and she's really had a bump in the road and kind of really talked from it from the heart. So come join us.
And then on January 12th at 11 a.m. at Brookville Pinecrest in Largo, Karen Truman will be sharing her personal experiences, insights, and advice for the caregiving journey. A complimentary lunch will be served, and you will receive a complimentary signed copy of her book, The Dementia Caregiver's Little Book of Hope. RSVP to 727-764-9399, and that was the wrong number. It's 727-564-9399.
Well, this information, too, is on my website. And you know what? You can't beat that one. You get a free lunch and a book.
And then Michelle Loick and our Linda Burhans are facilitating a three-day Eden at Home Partner Workshop. It will be held in St. Petersburg, Florida on January 16th, January 23rd, and January 30th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. The cost is $40, which includes your workbook. To reserve your seat, please RSVP to Michelle at 727-641-5483. To learn more, go to www.lindaburhans.com.
And there's only three spots available, so if you're interested, sign up. I mean, you can't beat it. 3 days of training for $40.
And you get the book.
Yeah.
And then on January 20th, from noon to 5 p.m., there will be a jamboree at Quaker Steak and Lube Woo-hoo! Restaurant in Clearwater, with music, magic, dancing, and more. 15% of the food sales will be donated to the Area Agency on Aging and Better Living for Seniors. You can purchase a table and decorate it and hand out your business brochures. RSVP to Carol at 727-580-0028 or Ginny at 727-644-7472. And Jenny, what's the name of that band again?
Brother Brownlow Band.
Yay!
Yay!
Then on January 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., St. Paul United Methodist Church in Largo, Florida, is having a Senior Empowerment Day. There will be complimentary lunch, scam fraud information, door prizes, and vendors tables. RSVP to 800-530-7047. That's, as my mother would say, 1-800-530-7047. And then the last one, on January 24th, from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., St. Francis Church in Spring Hill is having a dementia care seminar. Gary LeBlanc, author of Staying Afloat in a Sea of Forgetfulness, and Linda Burhans,
who's she?
Yeah, author, speaker, and caregiver, will be the speakers. Please RSVP to Gary LeBlanc at 352-345-6270. That's 352-345-6270.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
I know.
Yeah.
Different area code had me throwing.
Oh, my goodness. And come and see me and Gary. That'll be a great workshop for you guys that are up there in that Spring Hill area. And one last thing, donate blood. They're having a blood drive tomorrow, Monday, January 8th, 8 to 1 at Curves of Seminole. It's such a simple thing to do. You know, I go over how many times they let you go, 4 times a year, whatever it is. And it's just simple. You know, you might need that blood someday. You don't know. You don't know. So if you have an event that you think might be interesting for caregivers, you can email it to me at ccevents2017@aol.com. Don't forget to go to the caregiver contest. You can go to connectingcaregiversradio.com and nominate a caregiver. We'll have another winner coming up in a couple of weeks. Great prizes. Becky, where can people get a hold of you if they need to see you?
Yeah, they can give us a call. Visit us on our website. It's assistinghands.com/St. Pete, S-T-P-E-T-E. Or they can call us at our office. Our phones are answered 24 hours a day, 727-748-4211.
And how can they find Better Living for Seniors?
They can find Better Living for Seniors at blspinellas.org.
Please use these resources. They're great resources, and they're here to help you. And you know, guys, I only have people on my show, and I only have companies that I represent on my show that I really, truly trust and that I know you can, too. So thanks for tuning in today. Please keep warm. Please do something nice for your loved one and for yourself. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
And trouble, and you need